Simon & Schuster Audio presents White House by the Sea, A Century of the Kennedys at Hyannisport, by Kate Story, read by Kata Mazur.
Prologue. Ted Kennedy walks up the stairs. As he passes the old grandfather clock on the landing, he leans forward with each step, the floors creaking under the cream-colored runner. He reaches the top of the staircase and looks into his childhood bedroom. As the youngest of nine, he'd received the worst of most things, including the worst room. It's at the front of the house, facing away from Nantucket Sound, so it's stuffy and stale with no breeze, and it's loud with the mingled noises of two floors. Today, Ted is 71, and his thick, wavy hair is a shock of white. He's gone from baby of the family to one of the grown-ups, both a grandfather and bearer of the family legacy. The house, though, looks a lot like it always did. Today, the hallway is quiet. His stepdaughter Caroline is in his sister Jean's old room. He walks down the hall past his sister Pat's old room, then his sister Eunice's, then his oldest sister Rosemary's. Rosemary had loved it here, before the surgery in the early 1940s changed her, before she could no longer come home. There are rooms on each side of the narrow hallway. The room facing south belonged to Ted's sister Kathleen. They called her Kick. Kick's room changed hands in the 1940s, too, after she died in the plane crash. The kids had always squabbled over the bedrooms. "No, I hate that bed. I can't sleep in that bed." "Well, all right, if nobody wants that bed, I'll take it." The one who never complained was Kick. There's been so much loss here on the Cape. A couple of days ago, Ted was out sailing when his gaze fell on the endless stretch of deep blue water where his nephew John F. Kennedy Jr.'s airplane disappeared into the sea. You look out over that water, and you see no man's land. "And it just is too," he starts to say. "It's too powerful. And so that's difficult."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?